Hi, this is Andy Hanasek with the National Provisioner. I'm here at the Food Safety Summit on Wednesday morning with Tom Chestnut, Vice President of Supply Chain, Food Safety and Quality for NSF International. Tom, welcome to our little podcast here. I appreciate you sitting down with us and discussing some of the cool things that are going on in food safety and with NSF. I wanted to start out, just get right into it. There's been a lot of sessions and a lot of talk here during some of the mini sessions on the Global Food Safety Initiative, GFSI, and I wanted to discuss that a little bit. What's your take on it?
This is something that I think is coming finally to the United States or to the North American market, and it's a very good thing. This Global Food Safety Initiative has been in place for nearly 10 years in Europe, and really it's doing what we're trying to also do in the United States, is up the bar on food safety, have good standards around what it is that we look for in facilities, as well as very stringent qualifications of the auditors that are conducting the audits. And we've really seen this just in the last 2 years take off significantly in the United States. I know at NSF now we've got over 50 auditors qualified in SQF and BRC, just because the demand for these type of audits in the marketplace. So it really is something that's raising the bar for food safety in this country, and it's good to see it didn't have to come out of legislation. It's something that the industry is driving.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like there's been some pretty solid buy-in, and that buy-in has grown pretty significantly among processors, food processors, period, but meat processors as well. What do you think has driven that? You said that legislation didn't have to push it. What do you think has pushed it?
Well, it's two things that I think are driving it. One is we keep track of the retailers that have come on board requiring that level of certification of their processors, and we're well up over 20 major retailers that are now requiring that their processors move to this. It's a good thing for the processors, because today, any given processor could undergo 20, 30 audits a year, because there are so many different auditing programs, companies that do their own audits of their processors, the third-party audits that are out there, second-party audits. The idea behind this and what took place in Europe is have a very thorough audit that cuts through that, has good qualifications, and I think so the processors are seeing the benefits also.
Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit to talk about legislation. We kind of brought that up. Talk about the current food safety bill as you see it. What's your opinion on it? Your prediction for will it pass? When will it pass? What will it mean for specifically the meat industry, but the food industry overall too?
Yeah, I think in the end it's going to be good for public health. I think we're due for some updating of how we approach public health in this country, and I think that's what's going to be the outcome of what comes through Congress. Again, you've got the Senate bill that's now, still in the development phases there, and then they've got to work it out with the House. I think the good thing we see for the first time is the recognition of the value of third-party auditing. Mm-hmm. So much over the years has been put on, the government having, and they just haven't had the resources to reach out and do that. And to really kind of pull that together in kind of a shared responsibility is a good thing. And so I think this is something we saw emerge from the House bill. It's in the Senate bill. And, hopefully as this, emerges from Congress in whatever final form it takes, a lot of those elements are intact.
Okay. What, if anything, do you think the bill falls short on? Is there anything that, do you view this as a kind of a baby step, maybe? And if so, what are some of the things that they can build on, maybe for future reform?
Well, one thing, I think the bill is very comprehensive in the scope of what it covers. I think what we have to realize is that many of the components in the bill are giving authority to the FDA, the USDA, to promulgate regulations, implement programs, and I think people have to realize that once it passes Congress, it's not going to be a quick turnaround, that a lot of these are going to take time to get into place, and it's going to require that, we continue those cooperative efforts, working with the FDA, USDA, industry alike, to move these programs forward, because the legislation itself is not an endpoint.
Okay. What's your take? You know, food safety is a non-compete for a lot of industries. The meat industry specifically, it's a non-compete type of a topic. What's your take on expos and summits like this food safety summit, or, you know, USDA, NSF has a food safety conference as well. Do you see these growing, or kind of have they reached their peak? And what benefits does it bring to the processors who show up?
Well, I think these conferences really speak to what you just said, that, you know, this is non-compete. I think you see companies that, you know, maybe compete in the commercial market, but when it comes to food safety, we're all in it, because we all win or we all lose from it. So I think these conferences are a good example of that. I think the attendance here, the attendance at the USDA NSF conference in Atlanta 3 weeks ago, the registration had to be cut off because it had maxed out. So it really demonstrates there's a lot of interest there. That was representative of consumer groups, the academic community, you know, industry, regulatory, you know, everyone was there coming together saying, you know, we all have to work together on this.
Last question I have is, and I was reminded because you said we all have to work together on this. Some of the sessions I sat in talked about that collaboration and bringing together of academic and processors and industry, you know, other industry, government, suppliers, etc. Are there other ways that the industry as a whole, that whole group, can find to come together on food safety beyond just the expos and the conferences? You know, are there things that the industry should be doing, in your opinion, that maybe they're not right now?
No, I think the industry is being very proactive. You're also seeing that through the trade associations that represent the industry. I really do think this is a point in time that things are really starting to gel. And I think the attendance at these conferences, again, speak to that fact that the interest is there. But, you know, just as importantly, and I think we'll see this at the Food Safety Summit, we saw it at the, you know, USDA Educational Conference in Atlanta, is people are walking away with takeaways. This is our next step. This is what we're going to do to make it better. And I think that's important, because if I reflect back on a lot of conferences over the years, there's been a lot of, well, here's our issues, but there really hasn't been a lot of, okay, where do we go from here? And I think the legislative activity today has prompted more of, okay, we've got to move down that track. And then it's brought forward that rallying around, you know, we have to all work together on this. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing out there.
Excellent, Tom. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. For more information on food safety, you can go to provisioneronline.com, foodsafetysummit.com, or for more information on what NSF does, you can go to www.nsf.org. Thanks again, Tom, and have a great rest of the show.
Thank you.